Welcome to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Yes, you're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. If you missed the first hour, you've got to catch the first hour. You're even going to hear from the former Archbishop, or the former...
Archbishop of Canterbury.
Of Canterbury, talking about doormats.
Wow.
You've got to be able to catch that. And joining me on the program, the extra hour, is John Ramos.
Hello.
And the producer of VFN Radio, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about this crazy weather going on. Weather is all over the place. A roller coaster, as reported by CBN News. What is taking place? Could it be God speaking to us? Could it be signs in the heavens, signs in the skies? Also, we're going to be hearing a word from Dutch Sheets, a prophetic word for America. That God is hearing and responding. It's for us to be able to hold the course. It's good news. It's good news. Remember, everything that we do in hopes that we would repent and turn to God, and God would hear and restore and to forgive. And there's hope in that direction with this word coming from Dutch Sheets. And not getting weary in well-doing. What does weary mean? What is well-doing? Is it stacking up resources for myself? Buying bigger boats and so much more on VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John and Pat. Well, if you missed that first hour, you've got to go back and catch it on the highlights. You can go back and listen to the entire thing on your VFN TV app. If you haven't yet downloaded the app, don't forget, you can go to your app store, Google Play, iTunes, and type in V as in Victor, VFN TV, and it'll come up. Or you can just go to VFNTV.com, and it's listed right there on the front of our online presence right there. In addition, you can even hear it online. You can download the podcast. There's so many different ways to be able to hear VFN Radio. I'm excited about, also, this is the week that we would have been on the air for our first year.
Yeah, that's right.
And so much has happened. You know, our first year is like broadcast 101, you know, carrying out the truth and what God has been sharing with us and making it known to the world, bringing perspective. A light perspective to sometimes dark situations and what's taking place. And encourage, we've heard so many people, and it so encourages us to hear this. Send us encouraging words. Let us know that you're being encouraged by VFN Radio, how it's inspired you and changed your life. So many times, we're so used to being able to live in an environment that things happen to us, but we don't respond back. And we just assume that somebody else will. But it's encouraging to give feedback. As a matter of fact, you can go to your app store and you can even give a, what is it called?
Feedback.
A feedback and, you know, rate the apps or whatever, because some people are looking for a good app, and their first impression and their first introduction to what you've been listening to is going to be just the app alone. And that will eventually lead them to VFNTV.com, VFNTV, VFN Radio, and all the things going on. I want to encourage you. Also, share with your friends. Share with your friends about VFN TV and the daily radio program. Let them know. I mean, think about it. I believe it's only 5%, according to George Barna, I believe, in their lifetime, professing Christians lead only 5%, 95%, let's put it this way, 95% don't lead one person to the Lord.
That's right. Mm.
But listen, lead them to VFN Radio. Lead them to VFN TV. Lead them to the VFN torch. You can get to all that at VFNTV.com. And we together will bust out of that that 95 percentile and bring us both together in a place that we want to be, is one who is fruitful for our master, fruitful in times of our life and our seasons of our life. You can go to VFNTV.com now and get the app. Have you seen this weather that was going on?
It's kind of crazy all over the place, isn't it?
It's crazy. Listen up to CBN News. They talk about it. It's like a roller coaster.
Ephraim Graham. A weather roller coaster this Memorial Day. For some, a picture-perfect three-day weekend, while others saw their holiday plans drowned in heavy rains and flooding. Incredibly, some had to bundle up because of cold and snow.
Along much of the East Coast, people hit the beaches, taking advantage of sunny skies and warm weather.
It is just awesome.
But in parts of the Northeast, it was exactly the opposite. The unofficial start to summer bringing more than 3 feet of snow. It wasn't cold that kept people from barbecuing in Iowa, but massive amounts of rain. Flash flooding made it impossible for people to even leave their homes during the holiday weekend.
We was hoping to have some good time down here. We used to go out in the boats and drill out.
When you think of spring, you think of extreme weather. We had extreme weather last spring. It was hot. This spring, it's been cool, and in the Central Plains, it's been wet.
There were more than 200 severe weather reports this weekend alone. In San Antonio, 3 people died in powerful flooding, and at least 130 people had to be rescued. And out in California, wildfires forced dozens of residents and campers to celebrate Memorial Day in shelters. Officials say a quick-spreading wildfire broke out in the Los Padres National Forest Monday afternoon.
15 engines out here, 3 water tenders, 3 patrols. We have 6 air tankers, 4 helicopters, and 3 crews.
The fire has already charred more than 1,000 acres.
The Midwest faces more severe weather this week. Forecasters say there could be more tornadoes, and parts of Oklahoma hit hardest last week are once again bracing for twisters.
I think about Jim Baker, I think about John Paul Jackson, and those are the two that I'm aware of that talked about the weather patterns mm-hmm. would be dramatically changing. This is very unusual. I mean, we're getting close to, we're like a couple days away from the beginning of summer, June, mm-hmm. and we're seeing 3 feet of snow. We're seeing just unusual weather.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you think about it when also was said by... I think it was John Paul Jackson's word about the storm, is that the axis of the earth would change. Mm. The axis of the earth would change. And in that, you're looking at weather patterns. You're looking at, you know, maybe that's what's taking on right now. We're not even aware of,
even happening.
Right. Of the shift that is even taking place. Talk about the ocean temperatures rising, golf ball size hail. And now we're right. This is wild weather taking place, and I would actually play it for you if I could find it, but I can't find it. Which one? There's so many things being said, actually.
Right.
But in the context of that, a 3 planes being down because of a solar tsunami taking place, and it's like, my goodness. And you think about it, all that has to happen is the Earth just shift a little bit,
just a
little bit, and all the weather and patterns would change. And it's like, okay, I wonder what climate I'm going to have in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, is there going to be like oasis of just beautiful weather in the heart of northern Texas? Or is it going to be, you know.
Bring your winter gear down for in Florida.
Yeah, in like, the Florida and the Emerald Coast.
Bring your
Coast.
Gloves and your.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You never know.
Could I mean, be
tilt, that's thousands of miles. Hmm. And you're looking from the North Pole now to Russia, that would be northern Russia. That's thousands of miles. But we're seeing things that just, the only way you can describe it is, you know, of biblical proportions of the weather that's taking place. Understand this, that this is what the Lord says. When we see these things, if we're not right, get right.
Yeah.
We see these things that God is speaking. He's speaking through the weather. He's speaking through signs in the heavens. And we had a chance to listen to the 4 blood moons that's been speaking of by several different people, but one that's recently delivering it in a good, thorough way is
John Hagee.
With John Hagee Ministries, and he thoroughly put things together with rabbis, with NASA, and he did it to present it in a way that he could comfortably say, based on what he's saying, was, I'm not saying this, they're saying this, the
right.
Bible's mm-hmm. saying this. And what it is 4 blood moons.
Mm-hmm.
four blood moons. And when you look at the book, when the Bible tells us very specifically that the purpose of the stars and everything put into place in the heavenlies was to be able to be a sign. They're signs. And you look at, Acts chapter 2, he says that that the blood will turn, the moon would turn to blood.
Mm-hmm.
The moon would turn to blood. And, of course, the first reading of that quite often with many people that they would just suppose that blood, literal blood, would be coming off the moon versus blood red.
Right.
Blood red. And it looks like, you know, and this is what he reports, that there was three times in 500 years, there was four blood moons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The first time was in 1642.
1492.
1492. And the first thing that when you think about 1492, if you're an American, is that's when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
The ocean blue, Christopher Columbus.
Right.
Less.
Right. And then that was, and then
I was
leaning forward.
That was it.
And then, but what does that represent? What else happened in 1642 when there was four blood moons?
Think that that's when King Ferdinand of Spain actually expelled the Jews out of Spain, and because they wouldn't convert to Catholicism. And that confiscated their property and really just persecuted them.
So it was convert. It was convert or be expelled,
right?
And so with that, you had some folks that gave some money to somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, we got to find us a new place.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find us a new place. And so they gave this guy, what's his name? Chris, what's his name? Yeah, Christopher Columbo. Columbo. Christopher Columbus.
That's right. Yeah.
Think about that. So you had Ferdinand, there'll be a day that people kill you and think they're doing God a favor.
Mm.
That's such a true word.
Right.
And they're really, in the name of God, they are telling the Jews that, you know, you're going to have to convert or be expelled. And, of course, they went to go look for a new place.
Yeah.
Right.
And they sent Christopher Columbus. So America's discovered under the unction of Ferdinand being driven by a... an evil spirit,
Satan, right?
Satan,
yeah.
And but yet, what he meant for evil, God meant for good.
That's
because
right.
A nation was about to be discovered that the whole world would eventually be buying things by their currency that would be would win world wars on behalf of the world, that would protect and stand within 11 minutes of Israel becoming a nation, that it would stand up for. After God taking out the previous president 2 weeks, you know, just prior.
Yes.
Anyway. And so that's a huge thing. That was four blood moons that happened in
1492.
1492,
Pat says.
Yep.
No, that's what Hagee said.
That's what Pat says.
I just wrote it down.
That's what Pat says, Hagee says.
Yeah, there you go. 1948 was
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But then the next particular time it happened with the four blood moons, this is NASA documenting this, was in May 1948. And what happened in May of 1948 is something very, very significant.
Mm-hmm.
That was the month and the year that Israel became a nation.
That's right. Yeah.
The fulfillment of prophecy. Think about it. The first time was when Ferdinand was persecuting Israel, the Jews. The second time in 500 years was when Israel became a nation, and they declared that they were a nation, and with that, America, who was, now you know the roots, that because of Ferdinand and Christopher Columbus and going to a new land and the Jews financing this whole thing, was now America stood up immediately within 11 minutes. President Truman, as soon as they declared that they were going to be a nation, that he put the force of America behind that.
Mm-hmm.
The force of America behind that decision within 11 minutes.
When America was known and was respected I mean, it's a pretty huge thing back then to say that.
That beard had some weight back then.
Beard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so with that, that was another time within 500 years that there was four blood moons. And in each of these times, they began these four blood moons. The first moon would come, and there would be tears and devastation. What? We're being persecuted? What? We're being excommunicated? What? We're being forced to leave, you know, Spain? Is that what's taking place now? Ferdinand is doing this to us? And it ends with tears, but then they end up in America. It begins in tears, but it ends with
joy
in discovering America.
And
so many people, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about the extra hour about not getting weary and well-doing, that they give up at the beginning of a process. But you don't want to give up at the beginning of a process because you're not going to get to the joy part. And the second time was when Israel became a nation, but they had to fight. They started with, you know, the persecution of all of the Jews and Hitler and all the evilness that was going on. But it ended up with them being in...
In America?
A nation in 1948.
A nation. Oh, yeah.
And the third time this happened, and notice how Israel is kind of a common factor in these four blood moons. And the next time it happened was in 1967 in the Yom Kippur War when... all of Jerusalem was finally put into the hands of Israel. Prior to that, they had undefensible borders, and it was just like, we're here, but boy, we could, and outside of God, there's no way, you know. And that's why it was so horrific for our president to even say back in May that we're going to go back to the 1967 borders.
Right.
And that's going back where four blood moons. He said, let's go back and revisit four blood moons. Think about that.
Wow.
When you were attacked.
Yeah, when you were attacked. And there was four blood moons in the sky. And with that, that was a huge thing. They got Jerusalem now was inside of Israel, and the present borders that you have today was in 1967. And they were forced into that war, and they won.
Yes. While they were fasting, they were attacked.
Yeah, they were fasting. They were attacked.
Think about sowed in tears. Think about what a horrific thing to be attacked. And at the end of all of this, Jerusalem came right up underneath the nation of Israel.
Huh? Yeah.
The justice, you know, of God.
They begin in tears. It ends up in victory. And so here we are again. You know, that's three times in 500 years. Guess what? It's about to happen again. It's about to happen again. It's going to start in April 15th of 2014. And then it's going to be a procession of two red moons, a
eclipse,
lunar
solar eclipse.
It was dark, so that'd be a lunar, wouldn't it?
Not solar.
No. Solar? Okay. Oh, eclipse, solar eclipse. And then two red moons again.
Yeah.
And maybe about, 18 months or something like that. Yeah. But it's going to begin in a few months.
Yeah.
So you might want to know this. You might want to know this because it's about to happen again. And, of course, the Lord could come back at any moment, at any time. And he says in the last trumpet, when the last trumpet sounds, then he would come for his church. That we'd be taken away. And when you look at Revelation and study Revelation, and he says, blessed is the man who does study Revelation, the book of Revelation, is he talks about there's a scroll, a title deed to earth that is given from God to Jesus. He literally takes the scroll, and on the scroll has seven seals. And each of these seals represent different judgments that are taking place, but they're happening in the context of minimum force necessary to bring as many people under the Lamb as possible. And then on the very last of the seven seals, it represents the next phase of judgment, which are seven trumpets. And what's interesting about that is there's a last trumpet. So although not even the Son of God knows the hour of the time, we do have a understanding that when the last trumpet sounds, the church will be taken away, because after that last trumpet sounds, that's when seven bowls of judgment are poured out on the earth. We're going to continue this in just a moment. You've got to hear about these four blood moons. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to BFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at BFNTV.com.
Relationships can unravel amid conflict and bitterness and hurtful words. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Here's psychologist Dr. David Clark offering his perspectives on why we so often fall short in our relationships.
We see 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind, love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. No one can do that without God's help. It's impossible. Ephesians 5, try Ephesians 5, where you love your wife as Christ loved the church and as you love your own body. Humanly speaking, can't do it. I tried for some years to do it on my own. I simply couldn't get it done. That was part of our journey of Sandy and I finding the spiritual bond. All of a sudden, I'm not loving Sandy. God's loving Sandy through me. Hey, that works like a charm. I can do that.
Your marriage isn't all about you trying to love your spouse. It's really a matter of God loving your spouse through you. And you'll find additional insights and trusted resources to help you do that at FocusOnTheFamily.com/marriage.
You know, John, I have been so encouraged listening to you and sharing your stories about Elijah and Isaiah and Maya and how you got to spend time with them at one of their baseball games, how encouraged they were with the fact that that you were just simply there. Your presence, just being with them, encouraged them. Tell me about that.
Well, that's cool, man. I can understand what you're saying because I feel that way when I know that God is near me.
Yeah.
You know, when I have a relationship with him and I know that he's present, he's not far away.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too far that is, you know, he can't reach out to me, not too far that his eyes are not always on me. And maybe you are listening today and you wish that you had a father to be in your life, or you wish that somebody was there to watch you. I want to tell you that you're not alone. Many of us have experienced the same things in our lives. And we wanted to know more about God ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was a journey. We were all on a journey. Isn't that right, Steve?
Absolutely.
And that journey brought us to a point where, you know what? I want to meet the Father.
That's right.
I want to meet Father God. And so some of us have shared our stories. You know, a lot of it's not pretty, but what is? But what it truly is, it's real.
Mm.
And if you're looking for a story, a real life story that would help encourage you, I want to ask you to find out more at meetmyfather.org, where real people have gone through real things to find the real Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
Welcome to VFN Radio. If we're talking about the four blood moons, I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. If you haven't heard it yet, you've got to go to John Hagee Ministries and hear his explanation of the four blood moons. He does an excellent job talking about them and his study, and he had a whole crew come together to make sure that there was authenticity to what he was sharing and the evidence. And it's about evidence. This is what NASA is saying. The things that we've been talking about is NASA.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying, and also what took place in the history of the Jews. And Israel's a time clock. You can watch what happens to the apple of God's eye and realize, when you understand the size of Israel and the hatred towards Israel and the church and Christians, that just looking at the size of Israel, then anybody in the natural sense could take it out, but you can't take it out because God's protecting it.
That's right.
And so it's a sign. Mm-hmm. It's a sign to everyone that God is a God of his word, and he's fulfilling everything that he said. And the four blood moons is what we're talking about, and we're continuing the conversation. If you need to pick it back up again if you missed it, is it's going to be again. It's been 400 years, 500 years. It's happened three times, and it's about to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to happen again, and NASA's the one that's documented each of these. And it's going to begin on, and understand, this is how you tell time. This is how you tell seasons, by, you know, where the moon is, based on whether you're the water in your ocean and your gulf or wherever you're at, your body of water will actually come closer to you based on where the moon is, and it'll stay further away from you. They call it a tide. Whether you're wireless communication is going to work or not. It's based on the sun, how the sun's going to work. I mean, gravity and all these different things. It's very important where the positioning of things are, where we tell seasons. When you tell seasons about when to plant, when not to plant, you know, what's taking place in the context of the winter or summer, the positioning of all these different things. Well, sundial was how they used to be able to tell time. Well, understand, it's just recently where we had, you know, watches, and then we had, you know, it used to be some big clock on some building somewhere, and progressed all the way to now we walk around with digital time. But that's just recently. That's the last couple of segments of society, of moments of time. And it's just a phenomenon of our culture that just happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, but God tells time, tells us about the time and the signs in the heavens, the moons, the stars, and the sun. Sun is a star.
It's God's billboard, right?
It's God's billboard, yeah. Right. And so this is about to begin again. I mean, think about it. The first time was Ferdinand throwing the Jews out, you know, convert or be expelled and take all their stuff. And they give money to Christopher Columbus, and he discovers America on behalf of, financed by Israel, and started in tears and ended up with America.
Mm-hmm.
The next time was, it started with Hitler and all the things that he was doing, killing 6 million Jews at the Holocaust, and just tragedy. But it ended up with Israel and their own nations coming together, realizing we can't be all over the place. We got to get to our own nation because these folks have lost it out here. And it ends with their own nation. Then, you know, Islam comes in, you know, Muslims come in and try to make war with Israel in 1967. And they had the 1967 Yom Kippur War. And it begins in tears, obviously a war they did not want, but it ends in victory where they have the present borders that they could defend now, where they couldn't defend the 1967 borders, including Jerusalem, the city in which Jesus Christ is going to rule, and his feet are going to come down and be on top of the Mount of Olives, at is now inside of Israel's control.
Right.
That's why Satan hates it so much. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, all of Satan's religions out there hate the fact it's like, this is the truth's going to be coming down.
Yeah, this is called catching a clue. It didn't end well for the last group that tried to attack Israel.
No.
You know, it'd be wisdom to take heed, you know, with a country smaller than the state of New Jersey, and it's still surviving strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I read somewhere that allegedly they have the fourth strongest military in the world.
Wow.
In the natural sense, but in the spiritual sense, you have the strongest.
Of course. Well, they have the real Iron Dome, which is God's hand over Israel.
You know?
And Gabriel stands watch. So, I mean, listen. If you're forging some ideas right now, take heed. This is not going to end well for you. I mean, this is wisdom.
This is important. We have a lot of listeners that are in Egypt.
Yes.
And the Middle East. We just want to encourage you that history says it's not going to end well. And listen up, because this is what I'm about to talk about next in these four blood moons. We'll let you know you want to be part of the 1/6 that doesn't join in.
Yes.
What's taking place. But here we are, about to happen again. The four blood moons is about to take place. And look what's taking place. You have Russia coming in from the north. Wanting the resources of the Middle East and Israel. You have Syria, a volatile nation, but Russia is coming in now and arming Syria in such a way to prevent anybody from interfering with what they're probably facilitating along with Iran.
Right.
So when you look at Iran, that's focused on nuclear weapons and wanting to destroy Israel, you're looking at all this discontent, but yet being so small like Israel is, you have to destroy these weapons. And so you're going to look at Israel at some point. You're going to say that they've crossed the red line. Now it's time to take out these 6 potential nuclear sites in Iran. How many? 12?
12.
Mm-hmm. Reportedly 12. Obviously, we don't know. We just heard what we're hearing. But I would believe John Hagee would definitely know.
Yeah.
And with that, that will unite those who are against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like their driving force. And so this would bring a massive amount of people against Israel. This is when, you know, God's about to show himself mighty, which he does it continually there.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is all within a few moments of when these four blood moons come again. What does that mean? Well, based on history, it means they have always started in tears, but they end up in victory. It may look real horrific and real bad at the beginning. Care us not that we perish. Understand that God's about to say peace to the storm.
Right.
And on the first red moon is going to begin on April the 15th of 2014, which, you know, at this broadcast now is not far away. And you want to be prepared at whatever time you have between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe it's not going to be suddenly. It's going to be something that, as we're just seeing it happen now, is be on the right side of history and start doing what Jesus says. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
You know, get rid of the bracelet that says WWJD and start living a life that says WWJD.
I know that's right.
You know, and or TWJD. This is what Jesus would do.
That's right.
Right.
And so, because this puppy's coming, this is going to be major.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then on the next blood moon after April 15th is September.
Actually, October the 8th.
Right.
That's 2014. Later.
Mm-hmm. The Passover is
April
15th. April 15th. And Sukkot is October the 8th.
Okay, October the 8th. And then that's the next red moon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have a solar eclipse, right?
Which is a miracle in itself.
Right.
All
between these four red moons.
Yeah. Yes. That's like, whew.
And this is what is reported, that, you know, moons are signs to Israel and the sun is a sign to the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you have Israel and the world, and you have the world squoze in between two signs for Israel.
Mm.
He says that the sun would turn to blood. I mean, when you think about it, you know, you can look in your Bible at Acts chapter 2. He talks about that this very well could be a sign of his coming, and nobody's saying this is when the Lord's going to return.
Mm-hmm.
But he very well could. He could even return prior to this taking place. If somebody says, well, I'm waiting for the seven trumpets in the last one, it's like, that can happen about beep, 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 beep.
Right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
That was it. No, you didn't have time to prepare for that. Yeah, but he talks about it. He says in Acts chapter 2, he says, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men dream dreams, even on your servants, both men and women. I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness. And that's what we're talking about. In between these two red moons, the sun goes dark and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of our Lord.
Wow.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So we're looking at two blood moons on one side of the sun turning dark. Then the sun turns dark. And then you have two red moons on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is huge. This is like four times what in 500 some odd years now.
Right.
According to NASA. And in the date of the after the solar eclipse, right. Then you have another red moon, and that's what?
April 4th.
Which is Passover then. Mm-hmm. It's Passover then.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally you have one more.
Right, that's September 28th.
Yeah, which is Sukkot.
Okay. And so you're thinking, my goodness, that's amazing. Well, this is reality. This is taking place. This is taking place. And so you only have a short period of time to prepare. And we've been prepared. Oh, my goodness, I can't tell you. I can't tell you how, you know, we've been preparing, because I believe the greatest harvest and the great awakenings and all the things that are going to be taking place in the earth, that the church is going to awaken. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. It begins in tears and it ends with victory. What does that mean? Is that though we may go through something, that if we hold fast and we don't give up, and we'll be talking about not get weary and well-doing, then we will have a harvest. The harvest will come. But it's a process of that. It's a process. You think about the Jews. I mean, everything that they've been through, all the different things they've gone through, but they still are staying steadfast. They're still united. They're still tracing back their roots, to the lineage, all the way back to Abraham to assure that they are keeping what God told them to keep.
That's right.
And there's nothing more powerful, and this is suddenly going to happen, that all of a sudden the blinders are going to be removed off the eyes of the Jews, and they're going to come in once the full number of the Gentiles come in. And so some people keep on, live like they always have tomorrow, and it's like it's getting really close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they see the deliverance of God, when they see the enemy come in like a flood, and they turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they cry out, and they see God's hand move, you're going to see, because Israel's very secular, by the way. It's very secular, and yes. It's just amazing, even though he's also very religious. But when they see God move, you're going to see the Jews turning back to God, and in a big way. We're going to see just you can't help but turn to a God who just rescued you from death,
mm-hmm.
And you never know, that could be the moment that their eyes open to Yeshua, the Messiah. And so here we are, four blood moons, and a solar eclipse is going to begin in just a few moments away, and be ready. If you have not yet begun, if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, now's the time.
Now would be the time.
I don't care if you've been religious. I'm talking about, do you know of Jesus? Do you know him, and does he know you? This is so very important, because many people can be religious. Many people can effectively do the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 7, but yet they preach a gospel and a kingdom that they themselves are not in, nor will they enter in. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said it. Well, he said, many people are going to come to me that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And he lists all these manifestations that happen in the kingdom of God. And he's going to say, yeah, but I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers, which means it doesn't. I'm not saying, are you religious? I'm not saying, are you working with or in some ministry somewhere? Are you showing up on some gathering someplace or some crystal cathedral or some coffee shop? I'm saying, do you know Jesus? Do you hear him? Do you know his voice? Are you his disciple? You know, today's the day you need to make that decision. You want to make it now. Understand, America's optional. Israel's not. Right. Guaranteed Israel will stand. Our hopes is, and we've been praying for,
mm-hmm.
that God would spare America only for this reason. This is the only reason America would be so spared. It's the same reason it was founded.
Mm-hmm.
Was for how we're going to stand with Israel. It was founded by Christopher Columbus when he came and God led his ship past this square earth to a round earth, to find out he didn't fall off the edge, to be able to have a place that would stand for Israel, stand for Israel, and that would be there in 1948, that it was Israel, it was the Jews that financed the Revolutionary War that was, yes. going on during that time, and it's so integrated. It's not optional. Hello, America. It's not optional. And if we will get it right with God and Israel, if we will get it right with God and Israel through Jesus Christ, if we'll do that, there's a chance that we can have a significant role to play in prophetic history. April 15th, 2014 is the beginning of four blood moons.
We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to BFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at bfntv.com.
Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this out of this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done, yes. to cause this to come amongst our nation. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to BFN Radio every day. We're 24/7. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24/7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire 2-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio's Extra Hour. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John and Pat. We were just talking about the four blood moons. If you missed that, you've got to get it. It's about to happen. It'll be the fourth time in almost 500 years, if not a little bit more years than that. And it was documented by NASA, and they're the ones saying it. But obviously, God's word says that the sun would be darkened and the blood, the moon would turn to blood. So, and the Lord would return. So you don't know. I mean, you don't know what God's about to do. But in the context of all that, there's a huge outpouring of God's power when you read Acts chapter 2. So you have the best of times and the worst of times going on simultaneously, it looks like. But I think about, you know, so many people have begun to pray. And as you know, we ourselves launched out in a whole new way when we launched out with VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program to the world, because we are believing for a third great awakening, and that over and over again, when God's word is spoken about and taught and his people respond, he changes the plans that he has in store for a nation and for a people and for a person. But if we don't stand up and sound the alarm, if we don't go out and just begin to tell everybody what we're doing ourselves on VFN Radio and VFN TV, then whatever storm's coming just comes. It just comes. And so what does that mean? That means that God can tell you that you're going to die. Then you can respond to God and go, hey, I don't want to die. What do I need to do? Is there something we can work out here? And God says, yeah, obey me. Remember what I told you when these things happened, that you've gone astray, and repent and come back to me. And then you can go, oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to leave all this religion and all these lies and everything, and I'm going to just humble myself and pray and turn from my wicked ways and seek God's face and let God forgive me and heal me. And God goes, oh, I'm not going to kill you.
All right.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. And people say that's not true, but it's true. You know, somebody says, well, we made it through that. Well, you know, Bobby Joe, who got washed off during the hurricane, his house got crushed, is dead now. He didn't make it.
Right.
I understand you made it in the hurricane, but the people that lost, I know they understand you made it in the tornado, but in Moore, Oklahoma, but there's other people who didn't make it.
That's right.
I know you made it through the mall shooting, but there's other people who didn't make it through it. You know, it's not all about you. If there's any life lost because of our sin, we should be devastated because of it. Because I mean, if the storm comes because we refuse to repent, then their blood is on our hands,
right.
You know, and so we need to relate that and to understand that. But then all of a sudden you hear Dutch Sheets and Chuck Pierce went around to America and began to prophesy over all 50 states. And every state, I believe, are going to be judged individually based off their decisions that they've made over the years. And no state is righteous, not one. But you can humble yourself as a state, and you can humble yourself and say, you know, Jesus is Lord. We're going to go God's way. But as a whole, America, as we talked about in the previous before the break, was about how we were founded because of Israel. I mean, Israel needs somebody to stand with them in this day. God's standing with them, and God doesn't have to have America. But why not? Why not continue to stand with Israel? And there's hope. There's hope. God loves Americans. God loves you. God has a plan for your life. But we need to make Jesus the Lord of our life. And so people have begun to respond to the warnings, and they're seeing the tragedies take place, and people are becoming broken and dissatisfied with religion, and they're asking themselves, what am I doing? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And they're willing to make changes, and there's shifts taking place in so many people's lives who are listening to God. And the insanity is to continue doing what you've been doing, expecting different results. And sad to say, there's a lot of insanity going on.
True.
You know, this is what I'm used to, but it's insane. It's insane. So
your head hurt. Doesn't
yeah,
hurt?
right. And so a prophetic word was given by Dutch Sheets called Renewed Hope for America. And he talks about staying the course. And stay the course means, hey, if you made Jesus the Lord of your life and you're walking as a disciple and you're doing what he's called you to do, then hold the course. That's why things are turning. And this is what he says. In recent visits to Arkansas, this is Dutch Sheets Ministries. In recent visits to Arkansas and Mississippi, the hunger of the people. Let me read it again. In recent visits to Arkansas and Mississippi, the hunger of the people, the release of revelation, and moving of the Holy Spirit far exceeds my expectations. These states are on God's radar. He's going to move there with a spirit of revelation in powerful ways. I had an especially strong sense while I was there, many prodigals were soon to be returning to the Father. God is about to draw them back to himself with a irresistible force. I love that. An irresistible force, which mm-hmm. just draws them back in love. I also heard the Holy Spirit say opposition both from the church and from the world will increase as we break out of normal.
Mm.
As we break out of normal. I love that.
Mm. Yeah.
Religious spirits will insist on maintaining old structures and systems, and the kingdom of darkness will react aggressively to the spirit of revival. Don't be alarmed at this, he says. Stay the course and resist the demonic pressure. Think about it. Stay the course and resist the demonic pressure. The first step in resisting the enemy is being aware of his tactics. God's people, this is me adding, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be aware and be proactive in our response to what's going on. That's the next thing he says. Offensively resist his plans. In other words, prepare for his ignorance because he will repeat it.
Right.
He goes on to say, and the Lord also said, strategies will begin to change from congregation, ministries, and even businesses. Just as the strategy of the Lord for John the Baptist changed when Jesus began his ministry, Holy Spirit is about to speak new plans, ideas, activities, and methods to those who are listening. Change is in the air. Listen carefully for his instructions concerning your ministry and your business. This is so important. I mean, we're seeing the very thing. We're seeing significant shifting and change take place because insanity is continuing doing what you've been doing, expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, he goes on to say, I heard him say, the intercessors are weary. And we're going to be talking about becoming weary and well-doing. The intercessors are weary. Breakthroughs are hanging from heaven, waiting for those who will receive a second wind and lay hold. Think about that. The long season of praying for revival and outpouring has caused many to grow weary. Some have lost heart. Others are simply tired and listless. We must pray for them. And each of us must stir ourselves into renewed intercession, encourage ourselves in the Lord, and receive renewed strength. Let God's wind blow on you and lay hold to his promises. He has promised and he will bring it to pass. I recognize that the mandate upon my life, he goes on to say, this is Dutch Sheets, I'm reading from his prophetic word. I realize that the mandate upon my life in this season is to restore hope to America. And that's so exciting because, you know, the direction America was going prior to these dilemmas hitting was not good, but these dilemmas are causing us to humble ourselves and to begin to seek the Lord. That was me adding that to that. So I recognize, this is him, I recognize that the mandate upon my life in this season is to restore hope to America and be a voice of awakening and reformation. The fear of the Lord compels me to carry out this mandate with steadfast determination. The Lord is so kind to continuously make it undeniably clear that this race I am running is one that he has clearly marked out for me, and the message I am preaching is precisely what is on God's heart for America at this time. The past few weeks have been extremely encouraging. I met with a group of pastors in Louisiana last month whom, like many, are tired of business as usual. That's the insanity thing I was referring to.
Right.
They are tired with all the lack of fruit. They're tired of competing with one another for members and tired of losing the culture war for the souls of our nation. But they are also full of faith. This faith is motivating them to pray, really pray, and seek God together with a burning desire to tear down walls that divide and debilitate us. They're holding joint services, and he puts in parentheses, on Sunday, dreaming together and making plans to impact their region with revival and reformation. These church leaders are serious about being the ecclesia, which is the church government. Therefore, I ministered in Canfield, Ohio, and Beaumont, Texas, where we experienced powerful moves of God. Many leaders were present in each other's gatherings, crying out for God to bring awakening and reformation to America. These stirrings and the desperation of leaders is encouraging. They are great signs of the kind of hunger needed to generate revival. While in Ohio, I received one of the strongest and most encouraging words I've been given in a long time. After hearing me teach on the awakening and the reformation, noted author and teacher Dr. Miles Monroe grabbed me literally and said, "I now have hope for America." He went on to say over and over, "You're right. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise." Then he said to me, "You are a reformer. Take it to the nation. You'll be called to Washington, to the state capitals and to cities. They will seek your counsel and wisdom. You are called to reform the nation." I mean, think about it. It's pretty awesome. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
"I feel this word burning in my spirit," he goes on to say. "I am thinking and praying and processing through this prophetic word that came from Miles Monroe. I believe God has told me a new season of great favor is coming. Many doors will open into new areas and new arenas that will bring expanded influence and fruit. I feel this is a word for all of us. The challenges of our era will be met by incredible grace and power. Position yourself now to receive this. Spiritual promotions are being prepared now for many. Move upward into yours." And then he goes on to say, "I want to help you see what God has already done in cities across America as the spirit of awakening sweeps across the nations. The unexpected and in the least likely places." In other words, God's beginning to move in the least likely places. "As I travel from week to week, I am seeing an increasing presence of the Lord as remnants of believers pursue God with great intensity. I am witnessing miraculous healings, deliverances, and profound prophetic revelation, even to the unsaved." Sounds like Acts chapter 2. "There are major shifts in strategy taking place within the body, and provision and favor is coming from unexpected sources." And we've seen that over and over again, haven't we?
Right. Mm-hmm.
"With great joy, I am also seeing the prodigals return home."
Praise God.
Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
This is Dutch Sheets with Dutch Sheets Ministry, and I just thought it would be encouraging to hear a hopeful word, you know, for America. And it's about holding the course and realizing that, you know, pursuing God, going after God and abiding with him and obeying him is what will see great move of God, a great awakening take place. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the first great awakening, and the second great awakening, the things they have in common is awakening.
Yeah. Yes.
The important part.
You know, awake, O sleeper, awake. The church, God's people, you know, fall asleep. What we're talking about and what we're seeing is, and that's what he's talking about in this word, and we were talking about in the first hour, is that he's beginning to see signs of the awakening taking place as he's saying, listen, there's hope for America. And we move God. What moves God is faith. You know, we can focus on the storm and say, oh, I've been bad, I've been terrible, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, be idolatrous in our responses. Or we can say, God, forgive me, I've sinned against you, let God restore you, repent, you know, live a life of repentance, but then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Move on and begin to obey God and begin to speak out what he wants to do. Because he said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and heal our land. He'll heal America. And we're starting to see this. We've seen it within ourselves, and we're positioning ourselves so that we can share with you the things that God has done amongst us so he can do it with you. And like Dutch is seeing it across America. These are exciting days. It's going to be the best of times, and it's going to be the worst of times. But understand this, that we can get on the right side of history by joining in what God is doing in the earth.
Yes, exciting times and best of times. And the main thing here is to stay focused, stay on course. So many times things are happening and people get another idea or another vision and they start turning the ship, turning what God's told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, God's encouraging us, stay faithful, stay true to what the Lord has already told us, continue to draw others to him and stand for the truth. Stay the course.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.